There have been a number of disturbing incidents since the election. A West Virginia official says she's apologized and been put on leave for sending out a racially charged tweet. After seeing a picture of Melania Trump and Michelle Obama at the White House, the Clay County Development Corporation director, Pamela Ramsey Taylor, tweeted, "It will be refreshing to have a classy, beautiful, dignified first lady. I'm tired of seeing an ape in heels." To which the Clay mayor replied, "That made my day." In Silver Spring, Maryland, there's a $10,000 reward for information about graffiti on a church sign advertising a Spanish-language mass. The graffiti said, "Trump Nation, whites only." And yesterday, the FBI reported a big increase in hate crimes in the year before this election, with a 67% surge in crimes against Muslims in 2015. But there have also been recent attacks on Trump supporters. Police are investigating a beating by two black men of a white Chicago man after a minor car accident. Bystanders reportedly shouting, "He voted for Trump." Mark Potok is senior fellow for the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project. He's in Montgomery, Alabama. Mark, what are you seeing since the election?
Well, we have seen a real spate of hate crimes and even more hate incidents, things that don't really rise to the level of crimes. But, you know, enormous numbers of reports of women having their hijabs torn off, of Muslim kids being bullied in schools, black people being shouted at by white people or attacked in more serious ways, along with shouts of Trump won, that kind of thing. A black church was burned to the ground in the Mississippi Delta, and "Vote Trump" was left spray painted on the side. So there really been an enormous amount of these kinds of incidents. We've been running a count, and as of last night, we were up to about 435 incidents around the country.
Well, in Massachusetts, letters were sent to the homes of people in one town saying that blacks had been banned in that town. But when you say some incidents, some rise to the level of crime, remind us, what's the difference?
Well, a hate crime is actually a crime, a pre-existing crime, you know, an aggravated assault, a murder, vandalism, those kinds of things. Typically, what makes it a hate crime is simply when a hate crime penalty enhancement phase is added to the trial. And basically, the criteria is simply, was the crime motivated mostly or wholly by animus towards a particular group of people based on things like sexual orientation, skin color, ethnicity, national origin, religion, and so on.
When you talk about things like people getting letters saying that they're no longer allowed in their town, or somebody shouting at kids, "Muslims go home," is that free speech or is that a crime?
Well, generally, it's free speech. I mean, you know, the exceptions to free speech are a criminal incitement, which is a very, very narrow band of actions, and a true threat. A true threat is a phrase from the law, which means a threat that would be taken seriously by a reasonable third party. So, you know, I would say in the majority of cases, saying something like "Muslims go home" really does not amount to a crime.
But others do. At St. David's Episcopal Church in Bean Blossom, Indiana, there was vandalizing over the weekend, a swastika, an anti-gay slur, and the words "Heil Trump." And some other incidents have had certain numbers left at the scene. What are those numbers and what do they mean to you? One is 88.
Well, there are two numbers that are symbols very widely used of the white supremacist movement, really the kind of neo-Nazi part of the white supremacist movement. 14 and 88. 14 refers to the so-called 14 words. These were written by a man, David Lane, who died in prison, serving a 190-year sentence for the assassination of a Jewish talk show host. The 14 words are, "We must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children." 88, because H is the eighth letter in the alphabet, is taken to stand for HH, which in turn stands for Heil Hitler. So it's a kind of signature that's used very widely by neo-Nazis and other white supremacists in the United States and abroad.
And are you seeing that post-election?
A little bit. I mean, that has not been the dominant kind of report we've seen. We've seen a fair number of reports of swastikas, lots and lots of anti-black racial graffiti, as well as graffiti aimed at Muslims and other minorities.
Yeah, there's graffiti like "Black Lives Matter doesn't count and neither does your vote." Well, on 60 Minutes on Sunday, Donald Trump was asked about this increase that you and others are seeing in hate crimes since the election. Here's what he said.
I am so saddened to hear that. And I say, stop it. If it helps, I will say this, and I'll say it right to the camera, stop it.
Mark Potok, again, of the Southern Poverty Law Center, your thoughts when you heard that?
Well, it's mighty fine of Donald Trump to make that statement now after the election, but the fact is that he has been stoking this kind of hatred directly for something like 18 months since he began his campaign in the middle of last year. You know, I think it's important to remember that this is a man who stood in front of crowds of 10, 12, 15,000 people and urged people to commit violence against protesters at those rallies. On several occasions, in fact, he suggested that he would pay the legal defenses of his supporters who beat up protesters at his rallies.
Well, what do you say to supporters of Trump who feel equally attacked? They cite the attack we mentioned in Chicago. There are other incidents where anti-Trump graffiti has been left. You know, what would you say?
Well, first of all, I think it is true that Trump supporters are also being attacked, I think pretty clearly at a lower level than Trump opponents. But in any case, yes, that is absolutely happening. You know, so I think there's a difference in scale, but certainly there is violence on both sides.
Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center, thank you as always.
Thanks so much for having me.